Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
We eating chips in the morning.
Again.
Yo, what up, man?
It's they in the love morning. Chips.
It's your boy Messenger blending in with these buildings in the background.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the O's, speaking to the U's. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time hoppers, you gon' see the fruit. Could you get take, gotta pull it from the roof. Get the best, get the bag, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. General in the game, if you put recruit. So let's go.
Y'all are dumb. Thank you guys for joining us in the booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on YouTube, Facebook, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Yep. And if you would like to advertise or sponsor with the show, make sure you hit us up at In the Booth
Podcast. Hey, that's how we did it in Dallas. Everybody just had 808. That was it. You couldn't hear nothing else.
They ain't had no 808 in that wanna be a baller.
Chuck all of it in black on that baller.
Come on, DCS.
The rap was so horrible. was so horrible. In a minute, that Eminem and that. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I used to love that song.
I think so.
This year, Halloween fell on the weekend. Robbing little kids for bags.
Yeah, I rock with that. So that doggone.
That
bottle
shot collar, though, was so pimping, bro.
Man, they was. Rap was so, I was like, who? Like, yeah, why? Like, bro, it's horrible.
That's the era when you riding home from the studio and you hear Shawty Freakaloosa.
Not that. No, not that one.
Shawty Freakaloosa.
What's the topic? Yeah, no, we're not doing that. No.
Put my hand up on right here. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
That song makes no sense, bro.
The clean version does.
I'm like, what? When you listen to the dirty version.
Yeah,
that's why I sound like that.
It's highly explicit, the dirty version, and it makes sense. All the stuff that he fixed to like filled it in with.
Yeah.
Why the hump don't they have to fall? Cause she was freaking. But when I heard the real one, I was like, oh.
Yeah, he had to repent. Okay, so can we please?
All right, man. We're talking about rings versus legacy. Charles Barkley recently went on a rant about how KD needs to win a ring as a leader. Oh, Kevin Durant, yeah.
KD. He ain't won that one, though.
Needs to win a ring as a leader to move into that next
that
level
to him.
When it comes to all-time greats conversation.
Barkley didn't
even
win one.
Giannis takes a shot at KD. Wrote that.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it is. What's the difference between what Kevin Durant did and what LeBron did when he went to Miami, in your eyes?
Well, first of all, there's no difference. But this is the problem. Kevin gets mad at me when I point this out.
Kill him.
If you go back and look at LeBron, who I really admire and respect, he says this. I did not say this. He says, I had to win a championship without Dwayne to get old heads respect. Kobe Bryant says this too. He says, I have to win a championship without Shaq to get these old heads off my back. I hold Kevin Durant to the same criteria. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what the fan says. I'm talking about old guys like myself who went through the trenches. Kevin Durant gonna have to, before, like, hey, he's all-time great. But when it comes to being mentioned with some of these other guys, he gonna have to win a championship where he's the leader of the team and he's the best player.
Or
he can't join a 70-some win team and then win a couple championships. But everywhere else he's been, he hasn't been successful. So that's the standard I hold him to. If he want to be on a level with LeBron and Kobe and those guys, he going to have to be the best player as the leader. Because the stress, the stress that goes with being the leader of a team.
I agree. I kind of agree.
It's really, it's a big deal, even Stephen A. We're not, role players, they don't have to play good. They don't get no blame. But when you're a great player, people don't say, listen, I love Cedric Ceballos, one of my favorite people. Nobody ever said Cedric Ceballos didn't win the championship. Nobody ever said Mark West didn't win the championship. They said Charles Barkley didn't win the championship. That's a double standard, but that's the way the game breaks, man. I have to live with that.
Given these people this work, Kevin Durant, let's go.
You keep joining super teams to win the NBA title. How about we work out together sometime so I can teach you how to carry your own team?
Ooh.
What?
Shots fired.
Wow.
What?
So you can what?
So you can win for real. Yeah.
I'm going to teach you how to carry.
Now, do you feel like he's going to be the one carrying the team with the Suns?
No.
No.
No. So he's continuously done the same thing.
Even if he wins the championship, that still, to me, doesn't improve his legacy. He has to go to a place where he
Yeah, come to Atlanta.
Where he's like Batman, not Robin. Not right now, what you say, he's an Avenger
He's
now.
An Avenger.
Yeah, so.
So you need a cluster of people.
Yeah.
Where he just fit in. Yeah.
Where it takes the attention off him, because that's what happened at Golden State.
Golden State.
Yeah. It took the attention off him. And so he going to go crazy, because then he win the MVPs.
Right.
And the bottom of him is there. So it's like.
But it still was Steph's team.
Yeah, Steph's team.
Yeah, still Steph's team.
And you still got Clay. You still got, you got too much. Yeah, you got too much firepower around
but
you.
But when he didn't have, when it was just him, and he had James Harden and
Westbrook.
Westbrook, but he.
With
but
Oklahoma.
That was in Oklahoma. I'm talking about in Brooklyn.
Oh, in Brooklyn.
When he had
Kyrie.
Yeah, Kyrie.
You still wasn't winning. You know, they didn't play together a lot. But
I don't know if it's,
when he had to carry the team, it hasn't been, he hasn't been successful. And I love KD. KD is a bad boy.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's going to have to take, you know, him going to a market like,
I'm going to keep saying it, Atlanta.
If he comes to Atlanta, I need to get season tickets. But if he comes to a team where he is the man, because he's going to be the man in Phoenix, but.
Not really.
You got Devin Booker, bro. Right. Somebody that hit 70 points in a game. You
Chris
got
Paul.
A Hall of Famer, Chris Paul. You got weapons. Yeah. So
he's doing the same thing.
You're a big three.
He's doing the same thing.
It's a big three situation out there. Yeah.
Really,
but Aiden's still
you got
there.
Aiden,
but
they got four.
Big four. Yeah. But
who's the other starter on that team?
The center.
That's Aiden.
Yeah.
Who would be the one that's not?
Who would be the
popular?
Four.
I'm trying to think of the other guy.
So you got CP3, you got
glue guy. Glue guy.
I'm trying to think who is that? Who would that person be? Because you got CP3,
Booker,
Ayton, and Kevin Durant when he come. I don't know who's starting that now. So it's two people that we don't know who in the world. But I mean, they bench is going to be strong.
Yeah,
they doing good. But Kevin Durant, do you think they're going to win it?
I don't know, because that West is crazy.
Yeah.
The West is crazy.
Man, I saw Ja Morant, boy. Oh, my God. This boy is jumping on the trampoline, bro. It's like they got trampoline spots on the floor. Like he
just
there.
That's South Carolina water, man. Him and Zion.
What are they?
Are you from South Carolina?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them. So I think this year, as far as what KD has done as a player,
He's Hall of Fame.
He's top 50, definitely.
Yeah, he's Hall of Fame. But to get in Kobe's LeBron conversation.
Now, Kobe is not in LeBron's era. Like, he's not.
He's not an era, but he had the GOAT talk. But yeah,
he's not.
Well, you were the leader, and you won multiple rings as the leader.
Two.
You that guy.
LeBron. I mean, Kobe won two as a leader.
Yeah.
So, what about his other three? He wasn't a leader then.
It was
Shaq.
Him.
Just because Shaq was there.
Shaq was the MVP.
But Shaq was Shaq the leader though.
They split MVP.
Was he the leader? Yeah.
They split. They were co-MVPs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Co-MVPs. The one Shaq fouled out, and Kobe had to bail him out.
Yeah, they co-passed that year.
A game?
No,
or
like, yeah.
The series?
The series.
Yeah, like, I don't remember that. But
against the Pacers. Kobe was there.
That's the first one.
No.
The Pacers was the first championship for the Pacers. That's the first one. The second one was they beat up on somebody. They beat up on New Jersey.
Like, that was the third
easy.
One.
That mother was like 4-0.
The first one was?
Pacers.
The Pacers, and then it was the Sixers, then it was the Nets. But, yeah, the one with the Pacers, they got co. Yeah.
And what's the name? They only won one game.
Sixers, yeah, they just ran through them.
Only won one game, so.
Yeah. But you knew that was going to happen.
And really, the series before.
But to me, LeBron legacy went there when he went to Cleveland. Because when he was in Miami, I was pretty much saying the same thing. I'm like, okay, that's the Heatles. That's cool. You got a ring. But when he went to Cleveland and won that, that's when I was like, okay, you're there now. You're there.
Because when he won one of every place he went.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, he's that guy.
Yeah. That was it was the Cleveland one to me. But the Miami, I mean, you really had a big foe when Ray Allen came straight from Boston.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Ray Allen was old.
He went straight to Miami.
He was still
if it was
balling.
A big three there, then that's a big four.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And he hit the shot to for them to win. Yeah.
From the corner, right?
Yeah.
From the corner shot.
And Bosh kicked it out. And it was a shot that LeBron missed.
Who won the big four?
Oh, they're a big four.
Bro, that's a big four, bro. So Boston won the big three. Then Boston won the big three.
The big three was the first year that they came. Uh-huh. They played 2 years. They won one. They lost one against Kobe. And then the next year after that, he comes to...
Straight to Miami. He went straight to Miami and Paul Pierce and...
Kevin Durant. Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett had an issue with that.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. They had a big, huge beef about that.
The first year when they lost to Miami lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
I don't think he was there.
Yeah, because that was his last year as the big three.
So big three was there 3 or 4 years. They was there three. They were there 3 or 4 years. They weren't there just 2 years. They won one.
They weren't there 2 years. They were there like 3 or 4 years. But it was the big three, and LeBron was having trouble getting past the big three in Boston, which is why he went to Miami because he couldn't beat them.
Well,
but they were the big three. And if the big one of the big three.
He only played them once.
No, he played twice.
In Miami.
No, I'm talking about in Cleveland.
I mean, in Cleveland.
They put him out twice in Cleveland. They put him out. Dwight Howard put him out in Cleveland.
That man, that boy.
Yeah, Dwight. People sleep.
He was a bad boy.
Yeah, he was.
Dwight,
but Dwight was really good. If he had just a few more moves, he probably could have been really.
That joker is his body type.
Yeah, that joker was a monster.
Yeah, his defensive skills and his quickness is off the ground.
Do you feel like Kevin Durant, with his skill set, because he's a bad boy?
I think he's one of the best skill players ever.
Offensively.
Offensively,
I think what people sleep on or where they don't see the deficiency in his game is on defense, because because he's so tall, he has to guard the bigger player, so he's gonna end up having to guard a four, or sometimes even guarding a five.
And I think that's what's hurting him though.
That's what hurt him. Defensive rebounds.
And he's a volume shooter, and the ball doesn't move as much when he's on the court.
People stand around because they don't feel like they're gonna get it back.
Exactly.
That's
why when he goes somewhere, like, oh man, they're gonna be doing it. No, you can't put him on the court with Harden because Harden is the same guy.
Yep.
He's a volume shooter. Yep.
Well, then Devin Booker is a volume shooter.
But Devin Booker also kind of looks for, you know.
He looks for CP3. Yeah. CP3 is still. Okay, here we go. Do you think CP3 is gonna dominate the ball when he comes out?
No.
You think that Kevin Durant's going to dominate the ball and CP3 is going to be, what, a wingman?
Yes.
No, I think Kevin.
I do.
You talk about trouble.
I think Chris Paul is is going to be the facilitator.
That.
He's going to be the facilitator.
But, I mean, he's going to dominate the ball. Like facilitating means that you get everybody in. You get Devin some. You get Kevin Durant some. Yeah, you just said Kevin Durant is a volume shooter. Do you feel like he's going to get the volume of shots that he needs when you got a Devin Booker? When
he's
you got
to take it.
I think they're not going to run no plays for Ayton. He's going to get all rebounds.
Yeah, yes. I think Chris Paul is going to – he's going to – I think he's going to be the general.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be the general. Like, I'm going to make this whole thing work. I got my pieces. I think he's the general of that team.
Then it's Chris Paul's team.
Yeah.
Because if they made it work in Golden State.
It's not going to work through going through KD. It's not going to work through going through KD.
Yeah, it got to be a facilitation.
Yeah.
It's not going to work if he's option one.
Yeah. If he's, yeah. Yeah, give him the ball and let it go through him.
Yeah.
It need to go through Chris Paul.
Put the balls in Chris' hands.
That's who I was thinking of. Cameron Payne is the other dude.
He don't start though.
Yeah.
Does he start? I thought he backs up Chris Paul. I thought he was a backup.
I thought
point.
He was a starter.
That's the long arm guy. Like the goofy
No,
long
they
arm.
Traded him.
Okay.
He got traded. They should
have kept him. Yeah, they should have kept him.
Yeah.
Because he was tough.
Yeah.
He was him. The dude looked like a sloth.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
He does.
Online.
Right.
On
he
air.
Does.
That man a believer trying to just get his life right.
Oh, watch it
right
does.
Then. He just tuned in. Just right there.
Yeah.
He got called a sloth.
Oh, right there. He all in the comment section right now.
No, he going to catch her on the carpet, on the red carpet. Hey, like, this is Monet.
Like,
the sloth.
They misquoted me.
The sloth.
They misquoted me.
Well, you're no longer a sloth. But what's this? Do you think you think Kobe needed to win without Shaq?
Yep.
Yeah.
To prove his legacy. Yep.
Do you think Shaq needed that one in the Heat?
No, he was done.
He was Shaq.
Shaq was Shaq before the championships.
But he hadn't won. He hadn't won,
but he was still dominant. Yeah. He was still the man. Now when he won his championship, he won three in a row. He got MVP on all three. The cold one, I don't remember, but you say he got a cold one. So he got three. I still feel like when, especially how they split up, that, you know, because he went and did the Tom Brady. He went and the next year won somewhere, right?
Miami. That Miami.
Yeah. With Flash.
Well,
you
don't feel like he needed that one?
I don't feel like he not for his legacy. No,
but I'm saying it.
I think
he didn't need it, he didn't need it, but it pushed his legacy up because he was able to show you I can go somewhere else and win one.
Well,
and that's really what pushed Kobe hard to go win. You remember? Because I got one more than Shaq. You remember that?
Yeah.
But Shaq wasn't the MVP of that series. It was Dwayne Wade. So but he was like Shaq a Robin. He wasn't a Batman. He wasn't a Batman. Dwayne Wade went off. Now he made his legacy, and more attention was brought to him because Shaq was there. But Shaq's years was those three, the first three championships in L.A. Kobe Bryant won his. He made his legacy in 2009, 2010. Even though Miami won two more championships. Those are LeBron's championships to me.
No.
What?
Those are LeBron's championships?
Yeah,
Miami?
Man.
In Miami.
Listen.
Yes.
When they lost, either D-Wade or Bron. I think it was D-Wade. Told Bron, we lost because of you. We lost because you won't take over this team.
Yep.
This your team.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And when Bron took over the team.
They won too.
But he
they
had
won.
To give it to him. So
yeah, he had to give it to him.
He had to give it to him.
And so I feel like, now, here we go. Let's go back to KD.
If Chris Paul give it to him.
Gives him the team.
They'll probably go all the way.
They'll probably win it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the only way it'll work.
If there is no power struggle or there no pride struggle.
I don't think KD is the same player as LeBron, though.
Me
LeBron
neither.
Is a facilitator, though. Yeah. LeBron is a big Chris Paul. Like, you know, he's more in that. Even though he's Kevin Garnett's size, I think LeBron is a pass first look to make a play off of, where KD is like head down, whoop, 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 yeah, you know, back down, whoop, 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 yeah. I think they're two different players.
But still,
I don't know, can Chris Paul play like that if he give KD the ball? Because Chris Paul is not
he ain't like a spot up shooter.
He's not a spot up shooter. So what I'm saying.
He can shoot, but.
Yeah, but he's not a spot up shooter.
That's going to be real interesting.
I think the best shot is for Chris Paul to be the general.
So check it out. Okay. That's a prideful situation. Like, KD.
Come watch this. I'm going to tell you something. Chris Paul also need his moment, too.
Yes, he does. He does.
Because that's what I think he Chris Paul in the back of his mind, like, look, in my legacy.
Like, this is my time.
This is my legacy, too.
Because you remember, KD kind of, I don't want to say stole the spotlight from
Kyrie.
From Steph when he went to Golden State and won the two championships. After we build this team all these years, and then you come and win two championships.
They won one, but they gave him all the credit. Yeah.
You know, but he wanted that. They wanted that fourth one bad to prove that we were still us without him.
Yeah.
So,
but that just showed you that
all these years that Chris Paul built that team.
Yeah.
Then Kevin Durant come in and be the MVP.
Oh, bruh,
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm the captain now.
No. I think it's still Chris Paul's legs. I don't think Chris Paul going to give
all
up.
Right.
I don't think he's going to give it up.
So.
And I don't think he should.
Okay.
Do you think he should?
He raised the team.
I don't think he should.
Check it out. 10 seconds left on the clock. Who's dribbling the ball down the court?
Chris Paul.
It's up to him to make
the
play.
I'm going
to
tell you why. The defense will have to be honest. If KD come down, they're going to cheat and know he's going for the shot. If Chris Paul come down, you don't know whether he's going to pass or if he's trying to make a play or he's trying to shoot. He's the more dangerous person coming with the ball in his hands. Now, the play can come off and go to KD. KD can take the shot.
Let's keep asking. Of course, the Bulls come down with Jordan playing. Jordan dribbling the ball down the court.
Yeah, you're not stopping.
All right, everybody know that Kobe going to dribble the ball. Everybody know that LeBron's going to dribble the ball down the court. But you feel in this situation that KD is not the man in the pressure situation, that everybody can key on him, but you got Devin Booker.
Be my first option, though.
Interesting.
I think the smart play would be with the ball in Chris Paul's hand.
Yeah.
And playing and let KD play off ball. Because now even the defense got to watch because KD can score from anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So all it takes is KD getting open.
Yeah, that's it. Let him get open.
But if he doesn't get open or Chris Paul chooses not to go to him and go to Devin Booker or go to somebody.
But Chris Paul is going to get it to somebody who's capable of making the play. I trust Chris Paul to do that.
Yeah.
Jordan, everybody knew he was going to shoot the ball.
Yeah, but you couldn't stop
him. Kobe, everybody know he was going to shoot the ball.
He shoot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? LeBron, everybody know he's going to make a play. He probably not going to shoot it, but he's going to make a play. But on a team with Kevin Durant, 10 seconds left, it's possible that he might not touch the ball?
I think it's best in Chris Paul's hands because they're probably going to double KD.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to keep the defense honest.
They don't win this year. If that is the formula, it might be right now, but they don't win the championship this year.
KD's going to have to play out of his mind to play like that. That style of ball, he's going to have to play out of his mind. Like,
everything came together in the booth. Years later, and we still in the booth. Group podcast with the interview. Game needs stop. What we finna do? Got a resume longer than the limit. Got something for the king, something for the queen. And we got a winner team by the blue team. Then we hit him with a bada boom, bada bing.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the O's, speaking to the U's. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit.
Do you feel like you gon' average over 25 points again? Get the best and get the bad, gotta
get the loot. It'd be somewhere around there. Even with Devin, it'd be around 25. Devin get 25. Sometimes he'll go over 30. So Kevin be at 20. You know, but somewhere around there. But like and share, people.
Yeah. This is gonna be very.
Like and share, people.
They need to recruit me. They'll go all the way if they get me.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
My wife can't play no ball.
Yes, I can.